Mariners and Twins at Target Field. Sam Gabilio facing Urban Santana. Minnesota lost three straight at home with Santana on the mound, and this won't help in the top of the first.
High drive left field. It is gone, a two-run homer. Mitch Haniger, the hot hitting continues, and the Mariners have a first inning lead here in Minnesota. For Mitch, home run number 5 and RBIs 19 and 20. What a start again. 2-on, 2-out threat.
Oh boy.
Deep left. Giddy up, baby, and gone. Wow. Off the facing of the middle deck. Mike Zunino with a 3-run homer. That gives him 19 RBIs in the month of June, and today's only flag day, the 14th. Mariners have a 5-0 lead. Home run for Zunino, his 6th. RBI total now at 23.
The pitch. Sano swings, lifts it high, left field. Gamble is out of the warning track. He's looking up, and this ball is gone. Number 16 for Miguel Sano. Third home run tonight for the Minnesota Twins.
Goes the other way. That's what Maurer does. Into the corner. Gamble giving chase. Looks like he made the catch. Did he slam in? And it's a...
He caught it.
Yeah,
wow.
Buddy. Ben Gamble with the flow going. Makes the catch.
He is doing everything. I think his hat ended up in the stands and they gave it back to him.
Great effort.
What a great play.
Put an end to it right here. All two strikes to Dozier. Tying runs aboard. Pitch. Center field. Dyson's got it wrapped up. In the glove. Game over. 6-4 Mariners win it.
Really nice win for the Mariners. Beat a good pitcher in Santana.
Seattle holds on 6-4 your final. The Mariners have won 12 of their last 17. And after pounding out a franchise record 28 hits on Tuesday, Minnesota collects just 8 on Wednesday as the Mariners bullpen 3 2/3 scoreless innings of relief in back of Sam Gabilio, who collects win number 3 on the year. After allowing a Twins franchise record 28 hits on Tuesday, Scott Service's squad bounced back Wednesday, keeping the Minnesota offense at bay. Here's the skipper after the win.
No, great job by our bullpen tonight again. A team that's really been swinging the bat well. Came in and shut them down there at the end. But I don't know what you can say about Ben Gamble. I mean, what a game. Awesome at the plate, the catch in left field against the wall. I mean, just going after it. It's great to see young players enjoying themselves, having fun, but it's been fun to watch, you know. Big knock, homer by Haniger gets us going early, and then Zunino blast, and you know, we hung on. Like I said, it's a really good offense, and our bullpen was outstanding tonight. Pazos, you know, getting us 5 outs, and Eddie getting us 4 was really big at the end. I did not see it live. I had to watch it on the replay. I didn't know if he'd caught it or whatever. I could tell the reaction of, you know, Seager and some other guys that were running out there. Heck of a play.
Make you hold your breath for just a second as you realize it took him a minute to get up?
No doubt. You know, he plays so hard. It's fun. You know, I did see him laying on the ground with all the hair down, and then he gave it the flip back, so I figured we were in good shape. He's been outstanding. Like I said, at the plate, the quality of the at-bats, the defense, and, you know, guys chipping in all over. Again, like I said, the Zunino hit that ball about as hard as he can hit it, I think. And, you know, Urban Santana has been one of the hottest pitchers in the league. So we really grinded at bats, got his pitch. I think he was close to 50 pitches after 2 innings, and our guys just didn't let up. You know, we didn't get all that many hits with runners in scoring position. We certainly had chances to score more than we did tonight, but the constant pressure was there, which is great by our offense.
Looks like Gabilio might have taken another step the way that he was pitching through those first 4.
Yeah, you know, Sam kept the ball down. You saw the ground balls early. That's really when he's at his best. He got to break them all over. You know, he did make a few mistakes tonight, and he paid for it. You know, there was a changeup up, some breaking balls up. And, you know, he's learning, but he is very competitive early in the game. But, again, even when we get into the 6th inning, I'm already kind of thinking where they're at. Getting through that 3rd time through the lineup is really tough.
I was going to ask you, I mean, he's only at 62 pitches, I think, through 5, but he's given up the 2 homers, and it's the top of the lineup. Was there some thought there?
About running him out for the 6. No, not when we were up at that point. We're up 6-2, and we had a little wiggle room. And, you know, he got Dozier out to lead off the inning. Then Maurer got the base hit and made a mistake to Sano. And, you know, we had, you know, Paz was up for for Kepler, and we went right to Pazos and did a great job.
Zanino,
Zucchini, all that other good stuff that all the fans say.
Probably wishes he could play the Twins every game. He's got four homers against them this week, basically.
He's swinging the bat obviously well against the Twins. He's made some nice adjustments. Even the last one he took of the night, the line drive he hit to right field, really good sign. I'm happy for him. He's gone through a lot here, made some major changes in his swing, and he's getting results. I hope it continues for a long time, because if anybody's earned it, the right to enjoy, extended stretch, it's Mike Zanino.
Mike Zanino went deep for the sixth time this season in Wednesday's win over the Twins. Here's what Zanino had to say after the game.
Just to trust his stuff. He's one of those guys, he's got such great stuff, and we didn't want him to be too fine. When he can attack hitters and put them on the defensive, you get at-bats like that, and really he can put guys away.
What was your view of the Ben Gamel catch? Because I think you could see down that line a whole lot better than we could.
I may have had the best view in the house. It was unbelievable. He's been playing great baseball right now. He's fearless out there in the outfield. That really gave us some momentum back going into that last inning.
Yeah, I might have sent him in for some early ice there. But we talked about this being a significant night for you. I don't know if you realize this or not, but this is the anniversary of when you hit your very first big league home run. You do it again tonight. We know that you have changed your stance, but what's the same about you now that we saw then?
Probably my mentality, just hitting the pitches that I want to hit, being committed to, being aggressive. And now just my swings being able to allow me to hit pitches that I want to hit, and it's been a big difference for me.
I couldn't help but notice you were not allowed to hit the next time that you were at the plate. A few words exchanged. Did the ball just slip there, you think?
I don't know. I don't think there's any intent there. It just happened to be a coincidence that Hanner got hit too. They were pitching in all night, and it's just one of those things that you got to roll with it. Just the competitive nature is going.
Ben Gamel had three hits and scored two runs in Wednesday's win over the Twins. Here's the outfielder talking to reporters about the win.
I saw the end of it on the scoreboard. That was it.
Right. So you haven't come back and looked at just how impressive that catch was?
No, I have not.
But the smile on your face indicates it was up there.
I know the wall got me pretty good, so. there's some spins off the wall or something. I don't know, my hat ended up in the crowd. I don't know.
Were you surprised the ball stayed in your glove?
No, I had it pretty good in the pocket. So.
Did it hurt?
I didn't feel good.
Where did it hurt at?
I don't know. Of all that spin around, somehow my butt cheeks, my left butt cheek hurts. I don't know why.
How aware were you that where the wall was and that you were going to hit?
Yeah, I had a pretty good idea. I knew I was running out of room, and I felt like I had to jump. That was really the only play I had on the ball. So.
You also went two hands with it. That's kind of sacrificing there.
Yeah, I tend to try and catch everything with two hands. I don't know why. It's just T-ball coach or what.
This four-game set concludes Thursday. Southpaw Ariel Miranda on the mound for the Mariners against Jose Berrios for the Twins.